And hey, everybody, welcome to the Beyond Adventure Podcast. And Happy New Year's. We're keeping that, please. Please, we're keeping that. Okay, so again, we are the Beyond Adventure Podcast. We're four meddling kids and that dumb dog, too. Go ahead and enter the world of Cthulhu.
Wait, oh my god, is Dan Helsing the... Yeah. Is that the reference?
Maybe. So, let's go ahead and straight into introductions.
Hello, everyone. I am Daniel Ortigi, and I play Alexander Young.
It's been a year, y'all.
He definitely hasn't looked at that.
A 42-year-old detective who, he's going to solve this. He's going to solve all of this and kill all these monsters.
His PTSD just kicked in, y'all, just so you guys know.
Severe brain damage, by the way.
I thought he was going to say 42-year-old virgin for some reason.
Okay.
You see, he's
not Steve, that movie.
He's Steve. He looks just like Steve Carell. Imagine his character like that.
But
at least I have. Does hair. The audience know who Steve Carell is?
Okay, Steve Carell, Despicable season me. One of The Office.
No,
Despicable or Me.
Get Smart.
Get Smart. He actually had hair.
First half of season one of The Office, he's like
before he gets the
he's
plugs.
He's kind of balding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, before he got the plugs.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's
all
true.
All right, so Angie, Dorothy Lear, nothing's changed.
George, I am playing Martin Gomez.
Joel, and I am playing Theodore McAllister.
And I am Sonny, your keeper, not your seeker. And Happy New Year's, guys. We all hope you guys had a good holidays and a good new year. As to which right now we're going to go ahead and continue our story. But before that, I actually have a question that comes with a rule with this, okay? So, rules that come with it, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to ask it. Then I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a couple seconds to think about it. Then I'll do a count down to three, and then you guys say yes, no, maybe so. Okay?
Okay.
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 So, now also then too, this is also based off of our other page.
Sub-segment.
Yeah, there we go, that part. Beyond the Screens. Uh-huh. Where Dan and I go ahead and... and talk about your and our favorite TV shows and movies. Now, the question. Do you guys think Mystery Incorporated, so Scooby-Doo, everybody in there, doesn't matter if it's live action or all of the animated shows, do you guys think that they could go ahead and let's just say modern year, so obviously 2026, can they go ahead and solve a mystery of Call of Cthulhu and can they go ahead and seal the deity? Okay, I'm gonna give you guys some time. But that's the whole point, the rule of it, right? So we're supposed to go ahead and solve a crime and then seal the data.
Okay, I know.
Okay. Okay, you guys ready?
Can I not answer? I don't get this.
Okay. You get it.
Not really.
Imagine okay, Shaggy.
What are you gonna say?
Frederick.
wait, leave the countdown. My god.
It's a yes or no question.
You could say maybe so. Okay. If you don't know. Alright. One, two, three, go.
Yes.
Yes.
Pretty sure they have already.
You just said no? You don't think so?
They don't have the skill.
Have you not seen the recent video that came out about the guy who played Shaggy in the live action? He almost beat somebody to death when they were running out of his house because he found intruders.
He has a name. His name is Matthew Lillard.
Lillard?
Matthew Lillard.
Yeah. I could not remember the life of
him. Honestly, me too.
Quentin Tarantino doesn't like him, but we do.
Why? Not?
Have you guys not seen that?
No.
Okay, so I actually read news on the internet, unlike these guys.
A hot take.
I guess now the real host, so behind the screens.
No.
Yeah, no, so that's pretty interesting. I thought that they will, honestly, based off all the movies.
I feel like, yes. And also, honestly, by the way, their whole team and dynamic is, plot armor for Scooby-Doo. He's just going to figure it out, or he's going to slip, and then automatically trigger something too soon.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's what every episode is all about. Scooby-Doo figures it out. And just, like, by sheer accident, like, and then freaking, like, figures it out and, like, Scooby snacks.
So Dan's argument is they get it because they always get it. Got it.
Wait, what?
A conjunction of many things?
I was going to say, usually, like, it's Scooby and Shaggy together that kind of get into like hijinks that end up finding something.
Yeah, they get into the hijinks, but you think really Shaggy's doing anything other than just stuff in his face?
Well, it's not the Shaggy by himself. It's not like Courage the Cowardly Dog, Dan.
No, but I'm pretty sure this is what it's based about, being that Scooby-Doo is Courage the Cowardly Dog, but somehow figures it out. Because if you think about it, always afraid, always wanting to be with his friends, which Courage always wants to be with Muriel, and then some by sheer happenstance always figures out the solution. That's what Scooby-Doo does.
Or
we'll Scooby-Doo say, will just figure it out or be an accident, so and lost. That just happens.
But that's
to be
but that's not
answered.
That's not like his main.
Like, no, that's not his main link.
Well, no, like that's you're saying it as if it's like a major trait of Scooby. Like he's not the person that just solves it every single case. Like it's
he solves it by sheer happenstance.
Well, he's saying that Scooby doing it's like more than a coincidence. Oh, basically, I say Scooby will have part of the Toon Force. A little bit of it.
I would say, but I mean, that could go for anything cartoon based.
Because Scooby's the main face of the whole thing with his paw print symbol and everything. So he's saying,
what do they do when Scooby passes? Like,
oh my god.
Stop solving cases.
All right, guys, I'm going to go do something else now.
Okay. So you guys are ready to go? Anybody else, real quick? No? Yes? Maybe so?
No, I'm pretty done with this conversation.
Okay. Okay, you guys.
I'll table this for later.
You guys go ahead and ready to enter Appalachians.
Yes, sir. Oh.
Yep.
Okay, guys. So, resuming the story to where we left off. All five main characters right now, they're at the area to where they see the Flatwoods monster. Now, if I could go ahead and remember, Theodore was actually under some kind of trance where he actually survived not getting a, oh my gosh, what's that one called? No. Whenever you're under high stress.
Oh,
yeah, but based off of that.
Panic attack?
No. Phobia? The cards. The phobias. So yeah, I remember that the fact that you did not go ahead and you passed, you didn't get a phobia.
Lucky.
Now, everybody right now, and I think even Van Helsing's in the background, you guys are about to, you guys are facing off with the Flatwoods monster. A green gooey monster with one eye floating right on top of you guys. Again, with psychic powers as well.
Me and who?
It's all five of you guys.
Oh.
And so you guys just saved Theodore again from.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I was like,
yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So the thing's on top of us, you're freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you try shooting it?
Shooter.
You guys did try to go ahead and take an
eye.
Oh yeah, I was gonna do slide. I messed up my slide, and then I was gonna shoot.
He was gonna go ahead and shoot right under from it.
So I get to.
Do you want to go ahead and resume to that? Go ahead.
Fine. Yeah, I'm gonna shoot this thing right in the eye.
Go ahead.
It's easy. You got this.
Oh, he got it.
Oh, dang.
I botched it. I got a 98.
You got a 98.
But let me tell you why I should get advantage on
stream failure.
Can I add -2 to his roll so he gets 100?
Explain why you think you get advantage of that.
Okay, I think I get advantage on it because obviously with me fighting these monsters and me dealing with Van Helsing and all this and that, I think with the pure anger that I have inside of me for these monsters and also low-key, the wanting to protect my son from all these monsters.
No, he overcocked his gun, and it's backfiring.
No, be quiet. And I want... Can I shoot twice? I'll miss one, and then shoot the
other. Roll again for advantage.
The gun explodes.
So as Alexander goes ahead, he's slowing to go in and shoot the Flatwoods monster from under him.
The gun is overcocked.
He goes ahead.
He shoots himself.
We got a nat 100, ladies and gentlemen. 2026, the first nat 100.
And he goes ahead and pulls. That's true.
He is not.
Pulls the trigger of his revolver. Nothing happens. So the gun goes ahead and jams. Anybody else want to go ahead and quickly do something real quick?
I think it should hurt him.
I laugh.
Up.
No.
Hurry up.
Can you get damage from that?
Can I grab the gun and try shooting?
If you want, go ahead and roll, because right now the Flatwoods monster is putting you under the psychic psychosis right now. So right now you're under
what
the same.
What would it be?
Firearms.
You have to go.
Oh,
you actually,
I don't have firearms.
Yeah, you have to run up to grab it. Now, also then to mind you, because you just rolled, he's under the same psychosis as Theodore was. So right now
wait, I become the.
You're under that right now. Yes. So what do you go ahead and do, Dorothy?
Well, I didn't roll well for my. I don't have firearm, and I don't. I didn't roll that well for firearm.
Because right now you're under.
I have to go and get it. Do I have to roll something else?
Oh, Joel didn't rush right now. Go ahead and roll for disadvantage. I mean advantage. Advantage.
Oh, gosh. Wait, I can rush.
Ooh,
8 and 7.
It's not a good look.
Wait, what are you? What are you rolling for?
Do you want to go ahead and risk and roll?
I want to do it. Okay. All right, let me go.
You roll 87. Dorothy goes ahead and tries her best to go ahead and get the gun, but the Flatwood monsters go ahead and stop her as well from trying to grab the gun. What you go ahead and do, Theodore?
5.
Theodore goes ahead and grabs a 5. What you want to go ahead and do? Tell us.
I want to grab the gun.
So Dorothy went ahead and rolled the 87, failed her roll, because I gave her another chance by advantage. The Flatwoods monster went ahead and stomped her in her tracks, giving her almost the same type of psychosis as Alexandra's going through. Now, Theodore went ahead and rolled, got a 5, right? Should he roll again? Or what?
No.
Okay, no.
No, that's fine.
Now, what do you want to go ahead and do?
Me?
Yes.
Well, I need something. I could go for the gun. But I feel like Martin over there may know something.
Okay, so you want to go and ask him?
I'm going to go over to Martin and see if he has anything useful.
Your time, so you need to go ahead and run right now.
Martin, hey.
What does that swamp monster thing look like?
It's not a swamp monster. It's more of alien. So, again, going back again about the lore, Flatwoods Monster is basically an alien type of folklore that was told. Basically, it's not as descriptive with the ooze and everything, but basically it's a crescent head shape with big eyes, and it's floating, and it has 2 arms. It has more alien futuristic.
How tall is it?
I can give you a rough draft. Hold on.
This one, honestly, let's say it's tall of a house.
As tall as a house.
Because of it, Call of Cthulhu over-exaggerated.
I think we should just get in the car and leave.
Exactly what I picture. He's like, floating up here.
Yeah, and he has one eye.
Yes. One eye.
One eye. One good eye.
But in the folklore, he has 2 eyes. But in this story, he has 1 big eye.
Is it like this, or is it like vertical?
Can I roll anything to get out of
like this? You could hear it in a little bit. Yes.
Vertical or like horizontal, like ours?
Vertical. Oh my vertical? Gosh. All right. What do you want to go on? So you ask him, right?
Okay, like that.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
It's really big.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
So what do you want to do?
That, and he's floating. So that's ground.
Okay. So what you want to go? What you trying to do? You're asking him. Hurry up.
All right.
That thing is coming.
I know. Do you have anything? Hi, Martin. It's been a while.
Hi.
Do you have anything useful that I could use in this situation?
I have this gun.
Obviously going crazy. That gun? Is it?
I have my own gun.
That is a different gun.
Yes.
The negotiator.
Yes.
Come on now. Okay. Listen, you know,
we're running out of time. These two are going crazy.
Arthur also
crazy. I'm just frozen.
Arthur also has a gun too, just so you guys know. So Arthur is with you guys as well. Sterling West, radio host.
Arthur, be useful and shoot at that thing for me, please.
Well, considering that the fact that, I mean, our crazy guy right now is just suffering, trying to shoot.
I understand, but our crazy guy over there probably doesn't have the best aim. If you could take a shot at me for me, just to prove to me that we can even shoot this thing without wasting bullets, please.
You want me to go ahead and take a shot?
I'll take one with you.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Let's go.
As both Art and Martin goes ahead and pull their guns at the same time.
And I also bring out a bottle of tequila.
Now, hold on. You still need to go ahead and do your action. What do you want to go ahead and do? Because right now we're pointing guns.
I'm stealing his gun. I'm stealing his gun.
Roll for strength.
Roll strength.
That's not happening.
What's this nat one, baby?
Hurry up.
I pistol whip him because he even tries to touch me.
Theodore goes ahead and tries to take the gun from Martin. Martin goes ahead over 7 foot tall, knocks him on the head, and then I don't know where you guys hear, "That's home." The flaxwell monster stops, backs off very slowly. You two guys go ahead and wake up. Now, the reason that's why I did not go ahead and have you guys take out any points from them, only because of the fact that even though we made it sound longer, but it was really quick, the whole scenario. So between them fighting and everything.
Should I describe that gun? That was another Nat 100. So the second Nat 100 of 2026.
And he get pistol whipped. Does he take damage for that?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Wait, what, a 1D?
He got hit for blunt.
1D4.
Yeah.
Or 1d6.
No, it's a 1d3.
1d20.
They don't have a 1d.
Right here.
It's a 1d3. 4. Oh, that is a 4.
You little goober. Oh, how long have you been
just
playing?
Throw that, dude.
It's a 4. Fun. I got it for him.
Yeah, is mine missing?
No.
No, roll it. Let him roll his own game damage.
Over. Yeah, watch this.
3.
It's good enough. One
okay.
less.
Okay.
Where's my health?
So,
hit points.
Again, the word with rocks cold. You guys hear that screaming in the background. The atmosphere in the clearing is suffocating. The air is thick with the smell of ozone and the metallic tang of blood.
The smell of ozone.
The flatwood monster looms like a metallic god over the glowing star seed gem. While our main antagonist goes ahead and pops up, Elias Blackwood the Weaver.
And I stand up as well.
One thing for me. Alexander is gonna get up, but for a brief moment, you're gonna see him grit his teeth like super hard, and he's gonna turn away from everybody. He's gonna grit his teeth, and he's gonna shake a little bit because he's trying to hold back so much anger.
Who is
Alexander Young right now? He's trying to hold back so much anger right now. And you see him like fingering like his.
Yeah, he is.
Fingering what?
His pistol, the trigger of his pistol. Everything my pistol because he's too, baby. He's so very angry. Yeah, everything. Me
too.
And
I would be too if I emasculated you like that.
And he's gonna grab his pistol and he's going to put it up to his head, and he's gonna be like, chill.
You put your own pistol to your head?
Yes.
Because like
and
like...
then oh no no at my
oh,
head.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like and
roll dexterity and see if you don't accidentally pull the
trigger. My finger's not on the trigger. But then Alexander Young is gonna regain his sanity and then he's gonna pocket his gun and he's going to walk over and be like, so what's going on?
Who are you walking to?
To the freaking
to Weaver or
to you... the Weaver.
Okay, so you're going up to Weaver.
Can
now...
Sorry, I don't mean to stop you in your tracks. But I want to know if I could roll notice stuff and if I can notice him putting the gun spot hidden to see if I can notice him putting the gun to his head and not like just kind of like noticing it, not really bringing it up at the moment. But can I roll for that?
So you want to go ahead and roll in the middle of him putting his gun to his head?
I
want to
analyze that.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
He wants to eavesdrop.
Yeah. Roll another 100. You're deaf.
I'm a little hazy from
no, this. No, this is good.
Can
this
I
is
roll
good.
Charm?
Right after.
I don't want him to do it, so I'm going to be
he's
like,
he's not
baby,
doing it. He
do
just
it.
Recovered. He's just stopped.
I recovered for a second.
Yeah, he recovered.
I stopped that, just so we know.
Okay.
Retroactively stopped it. Nine.
Okay.
All right. So while he's doing that, I'm just like.
So would you went ahead and analyze? You analyze Alexander from a good angle, even though it was from the back of his head. You can still see good facial expressions, his eyes closing, him putting the gun to his head. You notice also then too. I'm trying to think. He didn't have nothing special in your jack. Yes, you did. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. What? You notice something glowing in his. You notice something glowing into his jacket.
My jacket?
Not Theodore's jacket.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, wait a minute.
Now it is shiny enough, and because of how talented you are, you notice it is a type of compass looking like shape.
Hmm.
Now, right when that happened, Alexander Young goes ahead and looks at the antagonist group. Where too familiar... inmates, go ahead. Scylla Shiv Crowley and Bartholomew Bardi Grimshaw.
Excuse me?
Yes, the two Wendigos. Come ahead.
I shoot him. I shoot Shiv. I have a gun now. I'm shooting Shiv.
Okay.
He's
when he
the
shoots, can
now.
I shoot his bullet?
Oh my god.
No. Run
away from him?
No, I'm not going to pull out my gun.
Can I step in front of the booths to stop them? So, like, stop!
Yeah!
Don't kill the bad guys! They miss you anyways.
He's a bad shot.
I'll let them speak.
So
I'll let them speak. I'll let them speak.
I was gonna say if you wanted to.
Can I shoot them?
No, and I'll be like, hold your aim there, Martin. But I like the idea.
Because I saw, I know. Okay. How about, all right. They walk up and I get a little PTSD flashback from the mines. And I tell you, and I pull a gun out and I say, I need to kill that man right there, that man.
Chip goes ahead and looks at you directly in the eye, smiling at his body. And his body is almost like the Attack of the Titan. So he goes, hide, Martin. And as the other one goes ahead and looks at Alexander, and he goes, detective. And they're all really, you hear their bones cracking.
And then I'm going to say, detective.
Can I shoot them?
What are you talking about? Brush your teeth.
As the Weaver goes ahead, stands in the middle, he's going ahead, he's rubbing his chin, and he goes, these are the five little bastards that think that they could go ahead and get away with my totems.
Actually, there's one less, because I destroyed mine.
And then I'm going to be like, all right, fool, freaking shut the hell up, tell me what you want.
Let me tell you something here, detective. I'm not going to go ahead and tell you exactly the things that I need. I need you to go ahead and back off right now.
I want to roll against his intimidation.
Now, out of nowhere, Van Helsing goes ahead and pushes you guys to the side, cocks his gun out right at the Weaver. And he goes, you stop right there, the Weaver. This crap stops today.
Ooh. Wait, can I? I was going to say, can I roll strength to see if he can push me out the way? I feel like I'm a sturdy guy.
No.
Oh.
You just got taken care of psychosis. Like, you're still like a little loose. And
oh, yeah. No, I'm still a little bit loose, but I mean, I'm talking to this guy right now.
He's pretty loose, guys.
Yeah, I'm just dangling along.
So Van Helsing goes ahead and he's now he's looking straight at the Weaver, but now he's also demanding Martin and give him the vial. So he's going. Oh, he goes, Martin.
His hand is just.
He goes, Martin, vial now.
Who are you? Who is this again? Speaking
this
of
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing.
Oh, yeah, you hate him.
Dog boy?
Hey, wait a minute.
I open my jacket. Pull out the vial. Are you talking about this vial?
Yes, Martin. This is not time for games. This is time right now.
I uncork it.
Martin goes ahead and uncorks the vial. Oh, hold on. Wait. Oh my gosh. Okay. Let me go.
Every last drop has been suckled down by Martin.
Hold on. Wait. I grab a vacuum.
Luigi, no.
Okay.
Can he do that? I actually have the right vial. He just drank something.
Of course. I'll drink whatever is in here.
He drank like green apple juice.
You have the vial?
No, he has it, but. Can I just say that I took it?
Oh, no. Wait, do you want to?
Oh, oh you can force
he
it.
Drink something
you
he
can
shouldn't.
Force it. Roll something for it.
Bluff.
If you can.
You could try to. Bluff. Wait. So this is what you want to go on. Do you want to try to pickpocket?
I didn't know.
Who got the jar?
He did, but he ended up. It didn't work out for him, so he ended up still touching the stuff. That's why he got psychosis the first time.
No, don't I have it in the tissue?
You have it in a tissue out. In a jar.
So would you no interruptions?
Okay.
I'm about to let him have this.
No, you don't want to let him drink.
Oh, wait. No. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be...
Right now, before you try to do something, you're in the head of the group, so you're closest to the antagonist. He's far away.
I'll be like, Ori, stop him!
Oh, okay. So, hold on. Let me roll for his stats. So, hold on. That would be either... That would have to be strength.
Shoulder checks him.
That would have to be strength.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, 44? 44? 50.
Oh, he passes.
I passed.
Be 50?
Do you want to roll the counter?
Yeah.
Go ahead, roll the counter.
Serious?
I want this. I'm thirsty.
This is not something you drink.
Give him a chance. So you don't let him. Let him. If he wants to go ahead and do this.
Yeah, 32.
Wait. What's your counter?
I'm thirsty.
What's your counter? What are you rolling to counter?
50. It's 50. He rolled.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. I rolled 44. And he beat 44 by 32. And our strength is 50. So
I shoot him in the leg.
So
let him shoot me.
So all right.
Arthur goes ahead and goes to, he goes, Martin with your crates, stop. Martin goes ahead, lifts him up, takes the vial, and he drinks the vial.
Wait, Martin?
No, Martin, yeah, he drinks the vial.
Wait. So before he does that.
You have to laugh in turn
up! You're the last person to stop me.
I want to grab his gun and point it at him to get him stopped.
Roll the guns in my hand.
Wait, you have one in your vial,
right now from
and then once, then you have your gun. Uh-huh. Where's your gun pointed at? Your gun's pointed over there. No. You're not noticing him.
No, he's one-handing this.
No, he used two hands. He
I know. So he's pointing one and drinking the other.
And this,
so he
and
has
this is
no
Arthur.
Way.
This is Arthur.
Oh, yeah. And I'm saying he doesn't know what he's going to do now.
His hand's probably in his off. His gun's probably in his off.
Okay, so I'll give you
advantage.
I'll give you advantage just because you're being slick.
Okay.
I'll give him advantage.
You wouldn't be drinking like this. You'd be...
Well, no,
you'd be sticking at your nose.
He has Arthur fighting him off. And he's fighting it with one hand, dude. He's fighting it with one hand.
Oh, God. A six!
Damn.
Yoink.
The last set. Well, wait, that doesn't stop him from drinking the vial.
Stop!
What do you do?
When I asked you earlier if you had anything useful, you failed to mention that you had a vial?
It's up to you.
I didn't know this was useful.
Martin!
Martin, give me the vial.
We don't know what it could do. It could help.
I didn't know it was useful.
I have to roll.
If they want this, I have to stop them.
Martin,
and I have to save the entire community. Don't make me not drink this.
Think about humanity. What are you?
You're against humanity.
Are you human or are you a monster like these guys?
Monster?
I'm not a monster.
He's not a cheese.
Is he a monster? Oh, yeah.
Are you against the community?
What are you talking about?
He's in denial, guys.
I'm a researcher.
You
Alexander.
Keep it up.
Shoot this man.
I need the facts.
Give me the vial.
Fine. So I lift my gun and I shoot the guy in the face.
Shoot this man. As you go ahead, you put up your gun. You feel a hand. Go ahead. Turn towards your way because Van Helsing just beat his strength 37-60. He goes ahead and pulls Arthur right off. He goes ahead, blocks your way.
Hold on,
and
can
he,
I chuck
no,
it?
No, no,
Let
no,
me chuck
no,
it,
no.
Bad
he
boy.
Grabs you by your shirt, and he looks you dead in your eye, and he's like, you looking here right now. Whoa, that was so Southern. He goes,
no, that's good.
This is Van Helsing. He goes, you listen here right now. I need you to go ahead and give me that vial.
And I chop it, and I go...
he's gotta definitely roll something for that.
Okay, I shoot the vial.
No. Are you serious?
We both roll for it.
Are you serious?
Hey, hold on. Counter roll.
Wait. Yeah. I'm gonna roll.
I'm about to have one person roll to catch you with this mouth.
Yes.
And the other roll to see if you can shoot it.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say what. So Van Helsing pushed me away as I was about
Van
to pull my gun.
Pissed off right now because
and I'm about to shoot the guy that he had his gun pointed at too.
Well, his whole mission right now is stop the Weaver, and because right now his main mission is in front of him, he got sick and tired of you guys, face you three, and yeah. Basically, distrust them and made it known you guys distrust him. He had enough.
Yeah, but I'm pointing the gun at his antagonist.
And I'm trying to stop this man from
No. I pointed my gun, like, as I'm yelling at him. As I'm yelling at him, like, I'm telling him, like, okay, enough of this. And as I'm looking away, I'm going to point my gun at the guy's face.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
You just didn't shoot because you see that commotion.
Oh, no, I was trying to turn, like, without looking, pull my gun out and shoot at the guy's face, the Weaver.
Hold that, are you about to make an action?
Okay, cool.
You're about to make an action. Okay. So now, mind you, Nelson, you're the tallest group, even over Van Helsing.
Oh, by the way, can I get advantage on that because it is surprise?
No, because the Weaver is you
facing
the Weaver.
I know I'm facing the Weaver, but the thing is, he sees me turned around yelling at them and also see this whole commotion again.
No. Only because if he had the Wendigos. The Wendigos are his shield.
Deal.
Yeah, those are his shield, trust me. Okay, so because they'll get in the way.
Trust me, you're the DM. You're the keeper.
Seeker.
I'm just joking. What you seeking?
So,
adventure.
You rolled. Roll, Theodore.
Okay. What'd you get?
54.
All right.
Where we're at.
So. God, please beat this. But then I'm about to do anything, so.
Do I need to be lower or higher?
Higher.
Lower.
You need to be lower.
Watch this.
48.
Out of what?
52. What was mine again?
You had like 54. 54.
That's crazy, though, by the way.
So, I thought you, if you would have missed, imagine you just shot him in the jaw.
So Theodore...
Do a dexterity roll after that and just shoot nothing.
Theodore takes his gun as Van Helsing has Martin up in the air. And he goes ahead and shoots the vial. Van Helsing...
Sprays all over him.
Guys, you guys know we add the noise, right? In awesome. Editing.
Okay. Oh.
But good sound effects, guys.
Well, you know where to put it. Get the because of the editing.
You'll know where to put it.
Okay, well.
So Van Helsing, pissed off, drops Martin. He barely falls. He goes on his feet. And he goes, "You idiot! The only thing we need to go ahead and to defeat the monster! And now we can't!"
Now you Wait, say your plan.
And now do I shoot my gun?
Now, as soon as he says that, what do you want to go on to quickly do?
I want to pull the trigger. I'm not holding back.
Pull out the real vial for my purse?
Stop.
Okay, I said I wanted to have
do you oh, okay, right. okay. Quick, what is hold on, I got an idea. Hold on, I got this. What's your intelligence worth?
Two.
Where are we?
It's on the top one.
Oh. Education?
Yeah.
I'm 85.
No, not edu. It's int.
Oh, 90.
Damn.
Dang.
90? I will say roll for that real quick.
Lamo.
42?
I'm vaguely
You basically, you. Because you just passed, you basically, as soon as they arrived, because you weren't there when they had the vial, mm-hmm. as soon as you arrived, you went ahead and noticed one of them had the vial, because it was long enough, you took half of it, and hence, because of the commotion, nobody couldn't tell.
Okay. I'm very quiet, I guess. I'm a librarian.
I had to go ahead and use your highest stats. Baby's breath. I was using that. I was trying to use your best stat to hence try to make up that whole scenario. Even though it might be a little bit more of a stealthy scenario, but you'll be smart enough to go ahead to make a quick move. So, do you want to now quickly because of the fact that he's going to pull the trigger
at the bad guy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
Can I
just go up to Van Helsing and be like, "Sir,
yeah, you."
All right, wait. What's the argument? What's going on?
Okay. So now, all right, this could be the ending part right here. This could be perfect. I need you to roll. Now, before you start, I need you to roll your action. Both of you guys start at the same time. I need you to roll for your action right now.
Action? What would that be? What do you mean?
No, it'll be his. He's shooting right now.
I'm scared.
Mind you guys, I did all. Go ahead. I'll tell you at the end.
31.
Write that down somewhere.
Okay.
31. Does that beat your stat, yeah?
31.
Yes. Okay, we're going to have to use this for next week. Now, I need you now. It doesn't matter how or what. It could be either funny or what. It doesn't matter.
Explain. Ooh, I got a good success.
I'm explaining right now the camera of the view of you and Van Helsing. And the background is going to be the action at the same time you give the vial and admit that you have it and you took it. He's going to pull the trigger. So it's literally you and Van Helsing, background of Alexander, you telling Mr. Van Helsing, "Hey, you have the vial." Give him the vial. As soon as you get handed to him, he's pulling the trigger. So Van Helsing goes ahead again, drops Martin, starts yelling at Theodore because he shot the vial. And he, you idiot, our only chance to go ahead and to kill the monster. And you destroyed it.
But he tried to drink it.
Wait!
What?
Now, as Dorothy goes ahead and pulls out the vial, the etching vial that she goes ahead and takes, go ahead.
Wait.
Say your line.
I have another vial.
And as in the background, you hear a gunshot!
What?
A new year, but same crew. Here we are again, asking you all to join us on this adventure. Things have changed for the worst. Our players have chosen violence. Seems like some of our players' true colors are being shown. But who knows what will happen next in this crew, and if they will see tomorrow. Beyond Adventure Cast consists of Joel Ortegi as Theodore McAllister, Angie Ortegi as Dorothy Lear and editor of the podcast, George Morales as Marn Gomez, me, Daniel Ortegi as Alexander Young, and Sonny Fontanez as our keeper. Intro and outro song is Father's Words by Daniel Matos. Check him out on Instagram at daniel.matostjd. We're trying to focus on Patreon a bit more, and if you want to help us out, please check it out. Also, remember to check us out on our social media, especially TikTok. We started a sub-channel where we talk unscripted about the latest shows and movies, and we go live on TikTok for questions from you. Thank you to all for joining us, and we hope to see you next time here at Beyond Adventure Podcast.